I think is probably one of the most important sermons that I've ever taught. And as I was studying, John MacArthur said about this passage we're going to be looking at today in 1 John, that John is talking about two types of people in the church. And he divided those, if you need a Bible, raise your hand. Larry, I'll give you a Bible. He divided those two people into those, the if we sayers and the we doers. The if we sayers, now John MacArthur didn't come out and say this, but I say this. The if we sayers are those Christians who really only receive Jesus as Savior. You're going to see what I mean by this. The we doers are those Christians who have taken Jesus to be not only their Savior, but their Lord. Okay? And so as I'm going through this passage today, as we're going through this passage, I would like you to be asking yourself, which one am I? I don't want anybody sleeping today. Or nodding off. I'm gonna try to make it, I don't know, maybe I'll just walk up and down the aisles and kick people or something. But I believe this is so important today. Now, last week, we just started this series. We call it the Lightwalker series because John is talking to those who walk in the light. Who is the light? Jesus. Basic Sunday school answer, right? Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. In what we discovered last week was that Lightwalkers share the greatest experience they've ever had in their life with others. And so now we move forward, and John is building on this. Now remember, John said, we proclaim to you who we've seen, who we've touched and heard and looked upon. This is who we proclaim to you. And he said that the only way that we can have true fellowship with one another is if we all understand just who Jesus is. And this is important, because if part of the church only understands Jesus to be Savior, and the other part understands Jesus to be Savior and Lord, there's a difference of opinion. And I'm going to tell you that the church, which was designed to operate as one body, cannot operate as one body if we only have people who see him as Savior, or have part of us who see him as Savior and the other part who see him as Lord and Savior. John says, I want you to have your Bibles. I know lately I've been putting the verses up on the screen, but it's important to have your Bibles. I'm going to encourage you. You know, I grew up in I grew up with a grandmother who was of the generation you never marked up your Bible. You know, I mean, she was a godly woman, so she took notes and notes, and her Bible was stuffed with pages of notes. But she's, you know, she was of that generation. But I'm going to tell you, mark up your Bible, because it is your life source. So have your Bibles with you, even though I put them up on the screen, the verses up on the screen. So starting with 1 John verse 6. This is the message we heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, first off, I want to point something out. I went back and looked through the New Testament because I wanted to find where Jesus said, God is light. There is no place where Jesus says God is light. Does that mean that John is calling or is making up something or fabricating something? No, it's not, because Jesus called himself light in several places, particularly in the book of John. John understood Jesus to be God because Jesus understood himself to be God. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I want us to understand that Jesus is God, because the importance of understanding that